relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Are you somebody who gets ready long in advance? Are you already planning your Christmas lists? Well, if you are, I just thought I should tell you. Hunter Biden's got a book out. Maybe you need a doorstop. You know he didn't write it. Hunter Biden has a book out, and I just want to know, does it include an appendix rating the best strip joints in America and his favorite design of crack pipe? Because that's, you know, that would sell. That would sell. In addition, his, is it his mother? Is Jill Biden his mother? I can't keep up with who married who, and no, I guess not. But Mrs. Biden can't speak Spanish. It's really embarrassing. And she has a very, very strange choice of flag to stand in front of. We're going to discuss that. And then on a more serious note, because this is how you really scare our enemies. The Pentagon has reversed our Trump administration's ban on transgender in the military. And now, if you want to get your taxpayer-funded surgery, you can get it on your dime in the military if you join. We're going to discuss all of that with some very, very special guests here today on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the 45th President of the United States. But first... Why are they the way they are? I had a kind of epiphany today. Maybe I'm a big softy deep down. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. But sometimes, especially, let me get personal. Not when I get attacked, but even then, when it's really vituperative, when it's really despicable, I have a certain feeling. But when they attack my family and when they've attacked my children, there's usually a point in the year where I just find myself asking a certain question, a very human question. Why do they do that? Why would you do that to a fellow human being? And it puzzles me. Because I could never do that. I can be harsh. I can be very robust in what I say. Some would say aggressive. But it's not because I detest and wish to destroy human beings. I'm a rational human, and I can separate the person from the ideology, the sin from the sinner. I don't wish to destroy my fellow man. If you threaten my family, I will kill you. That is what every father and husband should be prepared to do. You try to use lethal force against somebody I love, and I will die to save them. But the politics of political attack, the politics of personal destruction, something I find hard to relate to. And it's important that we understand how the left works. I'm going to give you a sample of some of the things that is now de rigueur, that is standard operating procedure for the left. And I'm going to use it to explain what's happening in America right now. There's somebody who paints herself as a comedian. Her name is Samantha Bee. And she's attacked me, but I haven't spent any time on it because it wasn't even funny. But when she used the foulest of foul language against the beautiful, intelligent First Lady of the United States, it was an illustrative moment. Audio cut 10.
Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless. He listens to you.
Sorry, of course it was Ivanka. And the word we had to bleep out there was the crudest word possible for the female reproductive organ. You feckless C-word. For the daughter of the President of the United States. Another beautiful, accomplished woman. But this isn't just the Trump era. This isn't something new of late. Remember Martin Bashir and what he said about Sarah Palin?
With America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-deceased mind and using her all-time favorite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt. It'll be like slavery. One of the most comprehensive first-person accounts of slavery comes from the personal diary of a man called Thomas Thistlewood. In 1756, he records that made Hector another slave, S.H. in his mouth. This became known as Darby's Dose, a punishment invented by Thistlewood, and he mentions a similar incident again in 1756, this time in relation to a man he refers to as Punch. Made Negro Joe in his eyes and mouth. When Mrs. Palin invokes slavery, she doesn't just prove her rank ignorance, she confirms that if anyone truly qualified for a dose of discipline from Thomas Thistlewood, then she would be the outstanding candidate.
How do you proceed? How do you comment on that? Somebody who's saying that you should defecate and urinate on another person in modern politics? Even when they're not on some cable channel shock jock platform, they don't care. One of the bravest, best Americans I know was my colleague, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's sitting there at the White House Correspondents Association annual dinner when somebody else who says she's a comedian, well, says this as she's standing next to her.
Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're going to get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams. It's shirts and skins, and this time don't be such a little Jim Acosta. like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. It's probably lies. And I'm never really sure what to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, is it Sarah Sanders? Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Is it Cousin Huckabee? Is it Auntie Huckabee Sanders? Like, what's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women?
Hilarious, Michelle Wolf. So when that party, when those people who voted for Joe Biden and for Hillary Clinton tell you they care about the illegal immigrants crossing our border as coyotes throw children over the wall, as a six-month-old baby is thrown out of a raft by the smugglers, and as a nine-year-old girl drowns to death, as our CBP officers try to revive her, tell them to go to hell. They're lying to you. They don't give a damn. They have no heart. They have no soul. The compassion is on our side. They couldn't care less. Stick with the truth. Stick with the good guys. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, and that's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/GORKA right now to learn more.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Here's a shout out to Agnesh. Thank you for your kind text. Nice to hear that you are listening or watching. Say hi to Andy for me. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. We are live streaming on YouTube, available on the First Amendment Alternative, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And wherever you get your podcast, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. And I always forget to mention it. We have an app. Yes, we have an app. Go to your app store and look for My Name, Sebastian Gorka, and download the America First app, and you can listen to the show whenever you want. Okay, for those who missed the big story that I referred to at the end of my monologue, I'm just going to give you the news straight. This is from Bob Price at Breitbart.com. Exclusive leaked video. Human smugglers drop small children from border wall in New Mexico. A U.S. Border Patrol surveillance video leaked to Breitbart, Texas, shows a human smuggler dropping 2 small children from a border wall near Santa Teresa, New Mexico. The children, ages 3 and 5, were transported to a local hospital for evaluation. A law enforcement source told Breitbart, Texas, the incident occurred at about 7 p.m. Tuesday night, 4 miles west of El Paso. The border wall, for your information, is 14 foot high. That's what they dropped the children from. To quote one of the Border Patrol officials, that could have been anyone's children or grandchildren being dropped and abandoned by these smugglers. It's heartbreaking. This video shows the real cruelty of these smugglers. They have no feelings about the humanity of these people. They are just cargo to them. That's the truth of the human tragedy that is the open borders policy. Let's go to our regular guest, Mr. Washington Politics, editor for DC, for Breitbart.com itself, Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, as always.
So much to discuss. But let me ask you, since this is what I opened the show with, could this be the real breakpoint for the Democrat Party? This is a crisis. They're not going down to the border. Kamala, the point person, the president is refusing to deal with it. Could this be the wake-up for those who think, hey, this is the party of the people who care, Matt?
Yeah, look, I think this is a pretty big moment. The fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are asleep at the switch and refusing to go travel to the border and view firsthand the crisis that they unleashed for purely political reasons is detrimental politically for them. We're seeing the polling shift. In fact, Morning Consult, I literally just signed off on an article about this. Morning Consult has a new poll. We'll have an article up about this momentarily, that in just the past 2 weeks, there's been a 14-point swing. 14 points. That's more than double digits. Point swing against President Biden's against President Biden in terms of his approval rating handling of immigration.
Hang on. This is big. This is big. A 14-point swing on Morning Consult. Do you find that a usually reliable source, Matt?
Yeah, and it's an establishment media poll, right? So they're gauging President Biden's view, the public's view of President Biden's handling of the issue of immigration. It was a net positive in that there were more people that approved of him than disapproved of his actions. Now it's been a 14-point swing, so 8 points increase to those who disapprove, 6-point decrease from those who approve of his handling of immigration. And it's only going to continue to get worse. The fact that President Biden refuses to visit the border and instead is traveling to Pittsburgh to offer these ridiculous Green New Deal plans like he just rolled out yesterday is proof to the American public that this man is asleep at the switch. He does not have control of the crisis. He does not have this. He's not interested in solving it. And he doesn't care about the ramifications of the policies that he set in motion back in January. And the American people, I'm hearing from Democrats across the board who have buyer's remorse with President Biden.
Really? Yes. Already 2 months in?
Yes. We're less than 2 months in, Dr. G. We're less than 100 days into this administration, and people are already recognizing that it was a mistake to elect Democrats in complete control in Washington. They are now starting to realize that this was an error, and there's a way to end this error, which is that upcoming the pendulum swings in American politics. I get it, right? Like, Democrats win, Republicans win. It goes back and forth. But that people can end this error in the midterm elections and then ultimately in the 2024 presidential election by electing an America First Republican to fix the mistakes that Joe Biden has unleashed upon America and upon the world.
Now, one of our regular guests, another regular guest, is one of the most astute observers of American politics, said the only time the border becomes an issue, really, for Biden or for Kamala is if the mainstream media finally turns on him. You are the Washington political editor for the most influential conservative organ out there, Breitbart.com. And I have to ask you, you're in the swamp. You get it. You know who these people are. Can you even imagine a day when the mainstream media, 93% of whom vote Democrat, would turn on a Democrat president, Matt?
Well, I think they have to, because here's why. I mean, by the way, you saw this in the press conference last week, right? So Biden's first major press conference. I know we talked about this last Thursday. So the this press conference was You saw establishment media outlets from Univision to Cecilia Vega from ABC News really grilling Biden on this border crisis question. And the reason why the establishment media outlets have to cover it, they have to zone in on these problems, is because of the fact that their listeners and readers across America are demanding it. And if they don't cover it, then Breitbart will. And that's the thing, is that we are covering it anyway. But the point here is that what I'm getting at is that the establishment media has to, or they're going to lose all credibility, period. So you're already seeing it a little bit permeating through the establishment media. But here's the deal. If the establishment media doesn't cover the story, that's how Trump won in 2016, yeah. Right? So when the establishment media totally ignored the immigration story. So whether they cover it or not, I happen to think they're irrelevant, right? So I think the establishment media are irrelevant. I think that the American people are focused on this story, and they're going to seek out media outlets that cover it, whether it be ABC News, The Washington Post, The New York Times, or whether it be Breitbart or your show.
So it doesn't matter. This is going to get to such a crescendo level that whatever the mainstream media does, the story will be out there and it will be big enough. That's what you're saying, Matt.
Yeah, and it already is. It already has hit that crescendo level, Dr. G. It's already hitting that crescendo level. I'm telling you, I can tell you right now, every story we do on immigration, it just gets way more and more interest than a lot of the other things we do. And the reason for that is, again, because the American people know there's something wrong here, and they know that their politicians in Washington, even people that voted for Joe Biden, okay, fine, you voted for Joe Biden, I get it. Like, you know, it is what it is. Hey, I disagree with you. But guess what? You unleashed this crisis on the border. You can fix it by voting for his opponent in 2024. And I think the American people are waking up to the problems of electing Democrats as a result of this crisis.
It's a beautiful thing to hear. I'm just going to savor it for a second. That moment when Matt Boyle, the man, says, you know, it really doesn't matter what the mainstream media does anymore. That's why we're here. That's why Breitbart exists. We'll be back with Matt after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that works. I'm so excited. My best friend came to visit me from North Carolina yesterday, and I didn't know. He's got arthritis. He's a young guy. He's younger than me. He's got arthritis in his hands, and he was desperate. And I said, seriously? Relief Factor. I went to my closet, gave him a big bag, a whole month's worth of supply, and said, Richard, take it every single day for 3 weeks, and you'll see how incredible this product is. That's how much I believe in it, and that's why I take it every single day. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours. Thank you.
I don't speak Spanish, but I can do better than si se puede. Is that like Tweety Pie trying to speak Spanish? That's Jill Biden, not a doctor. That's how my friend Chris Plant introduces her. And he's right. We are back with Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt, got to ask you, I don't you think if you're a political strategist, you put Jill Biden back in the closet, no more political events?
I mean, that was pretty embarrassing, Dr. G, right? Like, I mean, talk about I guess there's a reason why they only let her out a few times on occasion to speak in
Which
public.
One's more damaging, Jill Biden or the two dogs?
Biting
the Secret Service.
I guess
Service
the
agents.
Dog. Well, did you see the reports the other day that one of the dogs apparently pooped on the White House carpet or something?
Are you sure it was the dog, though? This is what we were trying to work out. Are we sure it was the dog? I don't know.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption. But okay. I mean, look, there are some states where if a dog bites somebody twice, they have to be put down by
Correct.
Law. I don't believe D.C. is one of them, but it's pretty remarkable that
Joe
Biden. These dogs are clearly a threat to the safety of White House staff and visitors.
But hang on. On that note, aren't there most states in America where you crash a car and they find a crack pipe in it and your dead brother's law enforcement badge that you have some consequences for that? I thought there was. Well. Look it up, guys. Hunter Biden, that's what he does. We're talking to Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com. Have to ask you this. Is this a big story or not that the Democrat Rita Hart has withdrawn her demand to Nancy Pelosi to toss out her certified loss? I mean, what is going on? Have the Democrats actually surrendered on an election issue?
Yeah, this is a huge loss for the Democrats, a total surrender and complete fail by everybody from Nancy Pelosi to Rita Hart and all the other Democrats who were involved in this. Zoe Lofgren, the chairwoman of the House Administration Committee, who was leading this push, et cetera. Total fail on their part and a total win for the Republicans. Look, it happened within minutes of Kevin McCarthy giving a public remarks in Iowa yesterday.
Oh, explain. I missed this. So give us the mechanics of it, Matt.
Yeah, so Republicans have been beating up the Democrats over this for weeks now, right? Like, so you've seen a full-on assault from the Republicans, and then it was
saying
the capstone.
What was the message? You can't
the Democrats
accept the results?
They can't accept the results of a certified election, that they were trying to steal a certified election by using Congress to overturn it, and so on and so forth. And you started seeing Democrat ranks breaking. And then this was all capped off by then the House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, flies into Iowa, and he does an event yesterday afternoon standing next to Marionette Miller Meeks, the Republican rightly duly elected congresswoman, and then the other congresswoman from Iowa, Ashley Hinson. And the three of them get up and they lay out the case of why the Democrats are wrong on this. Then within minutes, Rita Hart withdraws her thing. This is proof that McCarthy's out there fighting, by the way. So I know we've talked about this before, but I think that McCarthy did a good job in the midterm in the 2020 elections in picking candidates and getting people like Marionette Miller Meeks, like Ashley Hinson to run. And so you're seeing that play out right now. And now you're seeing McCarthy go and pick his battles. And so he walks right into Iowa and he crushed the opposition there. This is also going to bode well, I think, for the Republicans going into the midterm elections. They are 5 seats away, Dr.
I know. Baker. It's incredible.
5 seats away. But so it's very doable.
But I have to ask, you've got a minute left with Matt Boyle. It reminds me, what was that movie? Marathon Man, with Laurence Olivier and Dustin Hoffman. And the one question he always asked, is it safe? Is it safe? Matt Boyle, is the filibuster safe?
For now, it is. There's no indication that Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema is going to back down from their pledge to stand by the filibuster. And there are other Democrat senators, by the way, who aren't in favor of getting rid of the filibuster as well. Tester out in Montana. I believe Maggie Hassan and Gene Shaheen.
But are they solid? Could they be bribed?
Those ones are probably bribable. I think Manchin and Sinema are pretty locked in. So the Democrats are in a tough position here. I don't think that there's any scenario under which Manchin is going to back down or Sinema is going to back down. I know that others out there may be a little bit more optimistic about it. I guess some of the Democrats maybe. But I just don't think that they're backing down. They're so far dug in on this, there's no sign that the filibuster is in trouble.
I dearly hope so, because that is very, very dangerous for the future of the Republic. Read this man's articles. Oh, you've got a big story breaking. When is it breaking?
Yes, we should have a big story up on Breitbart this afternoon. So stay tuned.
Get ready, guys.
About the establishment media trying to give themselves a carve out in with the government, the Democrats.
What a surprise. Bookmark it right now. Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website on the planet. And check out Matt's articles every single day. Matt Boyle. Thank you, Matt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Do you ever feel the urge to push back against the leftist mainstream media narrative of cops being your enemy? If you know and love an officer, or just in general support our American law enforcement as an institution, you've probably had that sentiment bubble up inside of you. I want to share with you a very special and very stylish new way to show that you have the back of the police. Eggard Watch's CEO Ilan is an unapologetic supporter of police and is taking a very strong stance amidst this defund police movement to speak out against negative rhetoric. He designed a commemorative police watch that is beautiful. I noticed special details like the engraving and the quote on the back. Ilan shared with me that in consulting with officers on the watch design, they asked him for an image of St. Michael on the piece. Eggard Watches gives away 15% of all sales from this model to police charities. They back up their talk with action. If you haven't seen their Speak Truth short film on this topic, it's a must watch, and you can currently find it on the Eggard website, despite YouTube trying to restrict your ability to view it. Remember to apply this podcast's unique promo code, G-O-R-K-A, to your police watch order so you can save over $30 at checkout. Visit EGARDwatches.com to make your order. It's time we support companies that stand up for what we believe in, and Eggard is a company I am proud to recommend.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good. Very well because of you, our dear listeners. Today, conservatives are facing overwhelming odds and relentless hostility from social media giants, the mainstream media, and our educational institutions. This silencing of conservative speech is the worst threat to free speech our country has ever faced. The reality is today it's tougher than ever for a conservative student to stand up to their leftist peers, professors, and administrators on campus. That's why I'd like to share with you a new initiative implemented by the Young Americas Foundation and their new president, Governor Scott Walker, to support conservative students all across America. Governor Walker has created a bold plan, The Long Game, to empower young Americans to fight for our freedom of speech and invest in our children for generations to come. I'm asking you to simply take a moment and learn more about The Long Game by going now to YAF.org/longgame, where you can download a free copy of this exciting new strategy. YAF.org/longgame. Do it today. We are taking your calls. Oh my gosh, the call board is absolutely full. If anybody drops, the number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. And you can text me directly on our patreonmobile.com text line. I answer the texts myself. That's 703-869-1262. Let's go to who's been waiting. Chris in Orlando, line two. Welcome, Chris. Chris, are you there? He had a really good idea.
Something set up where
it funnels people. Hey, stop. Okay, all right. Go back to the beginning and slow down, Chris.
I'm a little excited. Sorry.
I can tell. I can tell you're very excited. This is fine. It's only 3 million people listening to you. To just count. No pressure. Go ahead.
All right. I would love to see on the American side of the border, as people are coming across, set up a Republican voter registration tent, someplace where we could absolutely just have them have liberal heads exploding on the
Hang on, Chris. Can I do one up on you?
Yes,
absolutely. Love it. Big GOP voter registration tents, plus everybody wearing red MAGA hats.
I love it.
All right.
I'm in.
You're a sneaky man. Sneaky man. Stay on the line. Let's give Chris a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. But we don't do that because they're illegal aliens. But, oh, man, could you imagine for just 24 hours their heads? There would be a collective explosion of all the liberal heads when they saw what the GOP were doing. Come on, guys. Come on, Republican Party. Show a little bit of a man. Show a scintilla, a fraction of the imagination that my callers have to this show. Remember the idea from one of our callers 2 weeks ago? Why don't we get 500 Americans to put on Let Us In Biden t-shirts like the illegals have on the border and stand outside the fence that is quote-unquote guarding Congress from the American people. Now that would be a photo opportunity even better than AOC's at that parking lot. By the way, you will not believe what AOC has said today. Forget that crazy video yesterday. She's gone one even worse. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line three. Welcome. Not enough calls from Brooklyn. We love Brooklyn. Yeah, welcome, Alex.
Yeah, thanks. I love your show so much, and I love calling in. The Democrats are saying that there's an issue with enforcing that you need ID in order to be able to vote. But because it's
No. They're saying you shouldn't have ID.
Right. They're saying that you shouldn't because it's racist for minorities that don't have that are too dumb.
Think of this. That are too dumb. This is what they think of black Americans and Latino Americans. They are too stupid to get a driver's license, Alex. That's what they think of minorities.
Right. And why don't we have the Democrats? They should try to make it easier for people to get IDs, photo IDs, especially minorities. They should, you know, go out and help them get their ID. So that way, you know, by 22, we could have a free and fair election if, according to them, they have a hard time getting a photo ID. So that way, by 22 or 24, we could enforce that you need a photo ID.
We've been saying it for 2 years now. I'm not the only one. One of the greatest weaknesses of the establishment GOP is, I don't know why. Are they afraid? Do they not understand what frequency to communicate on, the emotional intelligence that is required? They don't have a requisite willingness to reach out to those communities. And I still believe it, irrespective of the surge. At AOC, it is a surge, which isn't the same as insurgency, okay? Go back to school, learn English with an application to irregular warfare, because I don't think it's your forte. I believe the majority of people coming from Latin America illegally, and those who are here legally, as I am a legal immigrant, have conservative values. They believe in the family. They don't believe a man can become a woman because they say they're a woman. They think that's insanity. Talking to you, Media Matters, little Zaki Poo, get typing. And we need to reach out to them because they are our natural constituency, along with all the Americans that live in the derisively termed flyover area, the Americans that built America. Let's go to Antoinette, line one. Welcome back, California.
Hello, Dr. G. Good afternoon. It's going to be two important things. Number one, tomorrow is Good Friday. We most definitely will be there for the voiceless, for sure. But number two, and this is kind of an unusual request from your listeners, Dr. G, that they send extra prayers to all of us that are Latinos, Black, Asian, Caucasian at that corner, a prayer for extra protection.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say.
You're not going to do anything foolish, are you, Antoinette?
No. Protection for us that are there.
Yes.
Standing there.
Okay, we love this. We love that you give us an update every week. This is the group that Antoinette meets with at PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, and MacArthur Boulevard every Friday to help those to think again about going into that abortion clinic. Please, everybody who's listening, every single one of you, pray for these ladies, pray for these warriors, for the unborn and the most vulnerable. They are doing the Lord's work. If you can't join them, it doesn't matter where you are. Let's pray for their safety so the forces of evil do not harm these wonderful women. God bless you, Antoinette. You will be in my prayers. And thank you for reminding us of what day we will have tomorrow. I'll have a few things to say about Good Friday momentarily. This is America First. Our phone number, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency. And just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Crude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Great, great headline. Ohio lawmakers have introduced a bill to stop vaccine passports. Good for Ohio, but it's not enough. One is not enough. There is a reason we are a republic of states. Let's see them step up to the plate everywhere where the sane people are in charge of those state houses and those governor's mansions, whether it's the lunacy of the transgender extremist agenda or whether it's trying to steal our freedoms with vaccine passports. It's up to us, guys. Get engaged. Volunteer for the local GOP. You don't have to run for office. Write, email, call your representative. And tell them they must not stand for this lunacy. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I'm so excited. Rare opportunity. I get to turn the tables, turn the mics. I'm one of my radio heroes. In the next hour, the John Batchelor will be with us. I feel like saying, the John Wilder? Name that movie. Let's go to Dan in California, line four.
Hey, good to talk to you, Sebastian.
Welcome.
I just got off the phone with Major League Baseball, and I have their phone number if I'm allowed to give it, but I called them to give them a piece of my mind.
Good.
I've been a 63-year fan of Major League Baseball. Last summer when they started playing, the manager of my team, who was a rookie manager, came out and said that white people are racist, and that did it for me, and I didn't watch. So I've given up on baseball. But
so who did you call today, Dan? Who did you call?
Major League Baseball Properties.
Okay, give the number out.
It's 212-931-7900.
And what did you tell them?
I told them that I don't want my Major League Baseball to become a political crony of the Democratic Party. I'm a Republican. I don't mix my politics with my baseball. I go to baseball or football, hockey, to get away from politics. And here they are endorsing this stupid Biden notion that the Georgia legislature is committing some sort of a racist act. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you get any response, Dan?
No. I'll tell you what I got. Directed to a recording. They said, we're too busy to take your call now. I'd like to think they're too busy by Americans calling and complaining.
Oh, that's a great hypothesis there. Give out the number one more time where people can express their views of politics. Get it out of baseball. What is it, Dan?
Get it out of my baseball. 212-931-7900.
All right. Stay on the line, Dan. That's the kind of activism we love to see. Let's give him, Mr. G, a signed copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. If you'd like one too, you should call, your local sports association. But in the meantime, you can go to sebgorka.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.